This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's shocking, says Secretary of State Tony Blinken, who says American lives were endangered when Belarus forced a passenger plane to land there and arrested a Belarusian opposition journalist. There were some Americans on the plane. Ryanair says Belarusian flight controllers told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane and ordered it to land. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
The EU and others are demanding a probe into the dramatic forced landing of the Ryanair jet at Minsk and Roman Protasevich's removal from the plane. He ran a popular messaging app that's played a key role in helping organise massive protests against Belarus's authoritarian president. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden will meet with George Floyd's family tomorrow on the one-year anniversary of his death. Family members joined a march in Minneapolis on Sunday. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Almost a year after the death of George Floyd, the mayor of Minneapolis is making changes.
Our city has come and has seen a moment of racial reckoning, perhaps hundreds of years in the making.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
We live in a city that has a whole lot of work before us, but we live in a city that is also committed to making that change a reality.
And Frey is pushing ahead with a public safety proposal that he says will help keep all neighborhoods safe and hold police accountable.
There is a true acknowledgement that the way we have done things in the past is not acceptable.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Italy's promising to find out what caused a cable car to plunge down a mountain, killing 14 people. Early indications are that a cable snapped. The lone survivor was a 5-year-old boy. 21 people running a mountain marathon in China died when fierce weather hit those running the race. Hail, freezing rain, and gale force winds. This is AP News. The 76ers take the opener of their playoff series with the Wizards. Dave Ferry's got this.
Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid led the 76ers to a Game 1 victory over the Wizards, 125-118. Harris scored 28 of his game-high 37 points in the first half, filling a scoring void with Embiid on the bench in early foul trouble.
I felt good. I think, you know, just being able to go out there and find a good balance of being aggressive and still doing whatever I can to make the right plays out there, winning plays.
Embiid finished with 30 points despite sitting out a huge portion of the first half. Ben Simmons shot poorly but contributed 15 assists and 15 rebounds. Bradley Beal had 33 points for the Wizards, who take on the Sixers in Philadelphia on Wednesday. I'm Dave Ferry.
West Virginia's lost a higher percentage of residents than any other state in the Union. That's according to the Census Bureau, 3.2% in 10 years. I'm Rita Foley.